time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I am, by nature, a leadfoot. I've stretched speed limits for years, much to my wife's dismay. I knew I'd get caught someday, but what the heck, I'll worry about it with then. Well, a few years ago, we were coming back from Reading, over by Douglas City on that nice wide road along the river, doing about 75, my wife reminding me about the speed limit, when I met a CHP going the other way. He turned to Huey, so I just pulled over and waited for him. He asked if I knew how fast I was going. I said, yep. Want to see it on the radar? I said, nope. I'll write you up for 65 so you can go to school and it won't affect your record. I appreciated that, and I've been a good boy since. Now, when I hear about or read about problems with Eureka streets, I'll have to say it's not the streets so much as it is the drivers, and sometimes even the pedestrians. I read about the two lawsuits filed against the city of Eureka concerning two separate accidents. The first one concerned the young man hit by a car and killed at Carson and Jay Streets. According to what I read, the boy was standing in the middle of the street, in the dark, fooling with an electronic device. The driver, according to the Times Standard, was not cited. So why is the city at fault? I don't recall the exact terms of the lawsuit, but he accused the city of not maintaining the street properly. Come on now, how hungry is the attorney who dreamed that up? For one thing, the amount of the lawsuit wasn't very large, and the attorney would get most of it. I'm not downplaying the death of the young man by any means, but an accident is just that, an accident. Think of how bad the driver must feel. Then, they are talking about changing H and I streets from 3 lanes to 2 lanes. What possible good can that do? I drive H and I streets every day. Sometimes you won't see a motor vehicle at all. Otherwise, you'd think everybody in the state of California is on the street. I pulled onto 8th Street one morning, nothing coming in my lane, and about a block up 8th Street, a semi-tractor roared up behind me and almost ran me over. So if drivers would slow down and be more courteous to other drivers, that would cut our state-high accident rates down a lot. And we need more traffic officers. I know that, budget-wise, that is a thorny issue. If we could get rid of some of the criminals that keep our police force so busy, that would help. Oh well, that's a subject for another comment. I was fortunate to be invited to Herb Neely's 90th birthday party at Baywood a couple of Sundays ago. The joint was packed with friends and relatives. Herb was my mechanic, and we hunted, hung out, cut firewood, and mostly water skied for lots of years. Happy birthday, Herb. The word remote has two meanings, far removed from everything or an electronic device that saves steps and other inconveniences. We have remotes on lamps, ceiling fans with lights, and of course the TV. What wonderful devices. Thanks to those who invented and refined them. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.